Welcome to Dyslexia Unbounded at Armstrong, a series where we share how we educate and support students with dyslexia, providing tips and expert relevant advice to families and educators wishing to know more. Charles Armstrong School serves students with dyslexia in grades 2-8. Today's topic is structured literacy for learners with dyslexia. Structured literacy is an approach to teaching children to read and has proven highly successful with students with dyslexia and related learning differences. It is a cornerstone of Armstrong's immersive remediation efforts. Today, I'm speaking with our fabulous Armstrong instructional coach and Wilson Reading System credential trainer. That's a mouthful, but highly, highly important because you're amazing. Corey Maiden, to learn what structured literacy is and how it works. Welcome, Corey.
Thanks, Brian.
So I know I just gave your title and I'll let you do, but it's just in a nutshell, can you describe your role on our campus?
Yeah. So as the Wilson Credential Trainer, I'm responsible for organizing assessment for all our new students, placing students in the right language group and right language program, and then coaching their teachers and supporting the students throughout the year and supporting parents. So I run and create professional development for teachers, and I run development for adults.
Wonderful. Okay. So why dyslexia? What drew you to this work and the advocacy that you're doing on our campus?
That's a story that I didn't know was unfolding at the time. So I was in my undergraduate work trying to decide what my major was. I always knew I was going to work with kids. It's failing biology. I was working in a class, took an aptitude test, and special education came up, and I started taking classes, and then I realized that everything just resonated. It all clicked. I really enjoyed the journey. And I also have a family member who, I don't know if he was ever diagnosed with dyslexia, but he had reading challenges throughout because he became deaf when he was 2 years old. And I remember his parents struggling to get him the right education. I remember their teachers being like, he never learned how to read, even though his intellectual capacity wasn't diminished by any of that. Mm-hmm. And it just all kind of came together over 20 years ago. And at Armstrong, I've been able to grow in an incredible way to be able to expand my impact and support the students and teachers and family.
Yeah. I think when you're in a specialty school, you'll find someone on campus. I would say, I don't have a percentage, but most of the adults here have some story about like how they got here, why they're passionate about the work. Yeah. And I think that influences the strength of programs like ours, and also students get that we get it,
yeah,
which is also really important. So, structured literacy. What is structured literacy? This is going to be tricky to understand, especially in news. It's become very popular. Why don't you share that with us?
So I think one of the learnings I've had this year, because I've been attending webinars to learn about structured literacy myself, and what it means is that it is a coin term that was recently adopted in 2014. So I think that's like one of the reasons why it's not widely known. And it was coined by the International Dyslexia Association because a lot of programs were saying they were based in OG methods. And while they were using pieces and parts of the OG method, they were using all components.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
OG.
Barton Gillingham. Multi-sensory.
Yes.
And so the International Dyslexia Association really wanted to clearly lay out what makes the full structured literacy program. And they created this map. There's a lot on, well, off the...
Oh, I was color-coded, though.
I do like how color-coded. This has been like my favorite tool this year to look at and to guide. I've been bringing it to all the professional development I lead. I've been using it in coaching conversations and have been developing family development on it as well, because it's a lot, but it's so clear on what a full structured literacy program should have. And that's what the International Dyslexia Association really wanted to make sure that they could define what is in a full and complete structured literacy program.
Got it. So the International Dyslexia Association compiled and like synthesized all these frameworks to make it kind of an easier way for educators and families to understand how to best teach learners that have dyslexia or learning differences, right? Okay. And they can find this on the International Dyslexia Association. So listeners or viewers, this is what it looks like. Beautiful. So when it comes to structured literacy, we use Wilson Reading Systems. You're a coach. You have all this training. If someone came to you and said, Corey, my son, daughter, whoever is dyslexic, they say that they need Wilson. Help me. Mm-hmm. How would you just describe that to them? It's just brand new to understanding their kids' learning.
In understanding why they would be.
Why Wilson?
Why Wilson? Okay. Wilson, the Wilson Reading System has been around for over 3 decades. I also recently found out that Barbara Wilson, the author of the program, was one of the original 20 fellows of Orton-Gillingham in his institute. And so when we say Orton-Gillingham-based, Wilson Reading System very much is. And they address, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 10 categories here on instructional content that should be in a structured literacy program. And Wilson addresses all of that in every lesson.
Okay.
They have high quality professional training and they supply all the material to the teachers to do this, including manuals. And they are accredited by the International Dyslexia Association as a quality certification program for dyslexia practitioners and dyslexia therapists. So one of my favorite things about Wilson is they also keep up with the reading research and they revise their programs accordingly and train accordingly to make sure that we are always up to date and using the best practices and as we now know it from year to year.
Yeah. So it's like very systematic.
Yeah.
It's very data driven. Families know what the outcomes will be like for their student because when families are nervous or figuring this out, they just want to know what's best for their kid. And they're like, well, my kid be able to read eventually. And this is like a program that is tried and true, very well researched. And when you go, I guess just think about going to a Wilson class because we have small group instruction here and I've been to the classes that looks and feels a lot different from a traditional classroom. What would you get in a Wilson lesson if I were to walk into the class?
You get everything.
All is always wet. No, I mean, I know, like, you have manipulatives and response, and there's tapping. I mean, can you just go through the unique structured literacy approaches that Wilson uses?
Yeah, well, one of the principles is that it is multimodal, which means that students have color-coded letters. Are they consonants? Are they vowels? They're manipulating the letters, so there's a kinesthetic piece. They're repeating everything, so they're getting it that way. There's skywriting, so, and then they're practicing the skill by reading, by spelling, and then reading in connected text. So they're going really deep with each skill, and Wilson takes it one skill at a time to mastery. And so there's, it reminds me of the ladder of like the importance of each step, where a lot of people want to jump from, I'm here, I want to go to here, but we need all these steps in between for there to be really solid and independent.
Yeah.
And the thing that came to mind while you were talking was that the goal of all of our students here at Armstrong and within Wilson is to read connected text on grade level and comprehend it. That is the goal of the program.
Yeah, it's funny when I was thinking about what you were saying and thinking back to my question about growth and like where you could be. I feel like students that come to a program like ours, even on a shadow visit, the feedback they give to their family is like, oh, this seems like easy to me. And that's good because they're getting taught the right way. But families always question, like, when will this growth happen? What does growth look like? And I know that's tricky and it's different for every kid, but can you explain your response to families who ask about that?
I'd say growth is nonlinear. Growth always looks a little bit slower at the beginning because there's a lot happening inside and underneath building that foundation. So we don't always see like numbers skyrocket right away. We see it eventually, but it doesn't always happen right away. And growth is different for each child. Each child comes in with different things going on for them, different basis of learning, whether they got some foundational skills before starting Wilson here at Armstrong or not. So it is hard to say that there's one path. And we at Armstrong are trying to group our students based on where they're at skill level wise, where they're at processing wise. Executive function plays a big role in reading acquisition as well. And so that's something important to consider. The group also doesn't always look the way we think it's going to look or we want it to look, but it's always happening underneath. So it's kind of like a plant growing, right? We don't always see the sprouts right away, but there's a lot happening in the ground that we don't see, and eventually those sprouts happen.
Yeah, and that's important, just not just for the families who are with us, but it's part of one of our, we talk about the kids, like grape is important. Yeah. And it looks different for everyone. And it's good that the students have that metacognition, kind of understand their learning. So while structured literacy is really key, you also need that direct instruction of like how to advocate for yourself and what that looks like for every kid. So I think that's also powerful to see growth. Just thinking about, I know we talked about our community and the specialty program that we have. I'm thinking about families or teachers who are just learning about this. They have a student in their classroom or at home. They got a diagnosis, so they're thinking that the student has something and they're like, structured literacy, go. How about that? Like, are there certain like just tips that you have for families on that path to teachers or parents who can help like right away? Is there something that they can do?
Depending on what needed and, you know, level of information. I mean, one thing I've been thinking about how to use this map is just like as a questioning tool. So like first and foremost, like talk to your child's educators, whether they're in a public school or whatever school they're in, like wherever you're finding this out, like use this map and ask questions. Say like, how are phonemes and graphemes taught? How are things integrated? What are my students' strengths? I think we are a strength-based school. Sometimes strengths can get lost and there's lots of challenges. So starting with where are the strengths and then how can we capitalize on the strengths to build on the challenges. There is an initiative in California called the California Dyslexia Initiative. They're offering free webinars for professionals and parents. And Barbara Wilson has done one on the structured literacy map. So if you want to know more about structured literacy, like she is the best of the best. That's been a good resource for myself and one that I would recommend in learning more. But really talking to child educators, and if that's not enough, reaching out to others like us, coming to an info night kind of thing, and just building your capacity. There's lots of parents groups around too that are figuring all this out.
Yeah. Well, that's really good advice. And I mean, clearly you're the expert on many of these implementations and supporting our community. Is there a success story you want to share with us about a student or maybe with a teacher that you've had over the years you've been with us?
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind is my first year when I was learning Wilson, I had a student who I assessed the spring before and was crawling under the table. She was so resistant, resistant because it was just hard. He knew he wasn't reading. He knew it was hard. He didn't want to do it. Like the heartbreaking kind of resistant. And I was asked if I would do the certification program and be his teacher one-on-one. And you don't say no to something like that. Or I don't say no to something like that. And so I said yes. And while it wasn't easy, and while there a lot of that resistance remained, because that doesn't go away easily when it's been built up for 8 years, he was reading multisyllabic closed syllable words by the end of that school year. And that's something you can't take away from it. Like, that's something he's always going to know how to do, and then he's just going to be able to build. And so he went from considering himself a non-reader to a reader in the span of a year. And I really think, I think I was in like my 12th year teaching at that point. this was the first time where I've given all the tools and all the training to do that really successfully and not having to create all that myself. It was just like, that was my power story. And at that time, I never thought I would be sitting here with you, trainer, being the expert. Like, I was like, that's enough. If I can do that in the world, like, that's enough. And then I've just been able to grow myself and help many others have those kinds of stories.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I mean, I guarantee you that's a core memory for that student too, about when that happened. And like, he was part of that story from that child. I love that you can feel like the passion that you have, but also like at a specialty program like ours, you go into these spaces and you can like feel that passion, and the kids sense that too.
Yeah.
It's like, they really care. They really understand me.
Yeah.
And going out, you know, beyond Wilson, current research is showing there's a lot more that we didn't know about the dyslexic brain or students or the brain of individuals with learning differences. There's advantages that others don't have. And we utilize other programs and systems beyond that. What excites you as a teacher, educator, or researcher that's coming up in terms of like contemporary work that we're doing or that other schools are doing beyond Wilson or structured literacy?
I think the biggest word for me this year is the integration. And so we've been doing Wilson in our language classes. And over the years, and this year we have a writing program that we're starting implementing called SRSD, which is self-regulated strategy development. It's a mouthful. But we're really working on integrating all of these pieces throughout the student's school day, because that's what's going to give them the most, is knowing that I use this skill. I learned this skill in language class, or I learned this skill in writing class, but this is what I use when I'm in all other classes to access content, to express myself clearly. And so it's really the integration piece, which is another big piece on the map.
Yeah. Well, goodness. That's something about like this map, International Dyslexia Association. It's color coded. Please. No, I'm serious. This is wonderful.
I could be carrying it around all of you out here.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So integration. And so that would be another question for non-Armstrong families, is like, how are these things integrated in? How is structured literacy integrated in other areas? How is history differentiated? How is science? All of those things.
I love that. And I think that's a good way to end, because you've been giving a lot of great advice, and integration is really key to also tap into the strengths of our students, because they can like connect through lines from various areas of where they are in school, whether it's library or art or music, even they connect it and they have those aha moments. So I'm glad that we're doing that research. And you need to stay on top of these things. Okay, so this is the fun part. I know this has been fun, but this the fun part. We're asking guests to respond to questions of our previous guests. So I have a question from my previous guest to you, and then you get to ask the question for the next guest. So the question from our previous guest was, if you could develop one of your child's abilities or talents to the fullest capacity, what could it be?
The belief in oneself.
Yeah.
Just the power of belief. We talk a lot about belief. I've had to hold the belief for many students for many years that they could read, and that has helped them be successful. Another student that I started with in third grade, by seventh grade, he started noting. He's like, you've always believed I could read. It took until seventh grade till he believed it was going to happen. And so if I could start all kids with the belief, and all families with the belief that they can read, that they can learn how to read, they just need the right tools, I would give the power.
That's amazing. I would agree with you on that. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, what's the question that you have for our next guest?
And I like how you said this was fun, because it's so it's
all subjective, just like growth, you know. It happens at different times.
But I am very action oriented, and I believe that people who are listening or watching these kinds of podcasts also want to be very action oriented. And so my question is, like, what action could our listeners, our viewers, our community take to help move us forward for our current dyslexic learners and future dyslexic learners to make sure they're getting what they need?
I think that's amazing. And I think it's great, because with the year are, I think, 5th guests, we've had a variety of questions. And that's like the most existential one, which I love. I love that. No, I'm glad we have variety. It's just like our students are all diverse within our diversity. So that's great. We'll see what they come up with next time. Thank you for listening/watching. Please follow us on all our socials. And I'm going to plug this IDA little cheat sheet. Pick it up to learn more about structured literacy. Take care.